Hazard. Yeah, yeah, sí, se lo look into it. You want me to give you his feet? He's right. It's not a chiddush. Okay, we'll talk about the Nitzavim part of the Parshah a little bit. Atem Nitzavim lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Roshechem Shivtechem Ziknechem Shetrechem Kol Yisrael. So he lists first the categories, Nesh Rabbeinu, and then he says, after he says Roshechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Veshetrechem, he says, Kol Ish Yisrael. Question is what he's trying to include here when he says that, but we'll get to that in a moment. And then he includes Gerim, the Gerchas, the Tapchem, the Sheikhem, the Gerchas, the Bekav Machanechem, Mechete Veitzechavat Shev Memech. Rashi tells us, and this really connects to the end of the previous parsh as well, that the truth is, Kol Yisrael, after they heard the klolos of the last parsha, Parshas Kisovai, Rashi uses the language Hariku Pneim. Hariku Pneim, they poshet. They became despondent, they became miyuyish, they were depressed, and they said, Klal Yisrael said, the Loshon Rashi uses, they said, Mi yochol lamod be'ela, who can withstand such klolos? Hiskel Moshe Lofayisom Atem Nitzavim Ayoim Harbe Hichastem Lamokom Velo Osa Yitchem Kliyo Varetem Kayomim Ufav. Look, you angered Hashem so much and you're still here. That's Rashi. So Rashi is teaching that that's the theme of the whole beginning of the parasha of Atem Nitzavim Ayoim, that the Rebbeinu Shel Moshe Rabbeinu is consoling Klal Yisrael, Menachem them, fires them. He's telling him, listen, you're still here. And you messed up plenty. In the last 40 years, you messed up 100 times. Right? So you're still here. So don't worry so much. Peladik HaChazal, and even the explanation that I've given in the past is also a Pella, still. It lightens the plea a little bit. It's still a plea. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them facts. The Teichacha is not a joke. The Teichacha is not a scare tactic. The Teichacha is a fact. Every word of the Teichacha is true. So Klal Yisrael said, listen, this Teichacha is serious. So I would say that was a successful Teichacha. We don't want the Teichacha to ever happen, but we want you to be afraid of the Teichacha. That's the point of the Teichacha. Teichacha is those threats that we hope should never become a reality. That's all. But Avada, it is a reality. Chas v'sholem, if it's called to order, it is a reality. That's the whole point of it. So when Klal Yisrael said, Miyuchal Lamud Be'ela, that was good. Moshe Rabbeinu should have told him, you're right, guys. So because you can't, make sure you behave. They got the message loud and clear. Instead, Moshe Rabbeinu makes a joke. He says, you know what? Listen, you guys messed up plenty. So although I just finished telling you that if you mess up, you're gone, look, you messed up and you're still here. What does that mean? What's the pshat in that? But that's a type of Rashi. Hashem didn't destroy you, even though Habi Yechastim Lamakim. Faretim Kayom Lufanov. You're still here. So don't worry about it. It's okay. It's Poseidon. What is the message? Obviously, that can't be the message. So one of the approaches that I've taken in the past over the years was maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's message was to them that as long as there's Achdus and Klal Yisrael, we could weather any storm. Even if individuals mess up, but if Klal Yisrael hold together, then we could withstand anything. So what Moshe was really telling them was, Atam nitzovim ayim kulchem. If you're together, like the Dor Deah was, you all b'chativa achas, if you learn that way, it comes out unbelievable chiddush that the whole toichacha is to a yochid. But if it's tzibur, the toichacha, they don't have to worry about the toichacha. That's what bothers me of that way of learning. It does fit with the psukim actually, because after Moshe Rabbeinu says atam nitzavim, he continues and says, pen yesh bochem, isha isha. And then Moshe throws out all the klalos at him. I thought you just told me atam nitzavim. You just told me don't worry. So if you learn the way I explained in the past, that would be the pshat. Moshe says, listen, atam nitzavim ayim kulchem of Hashem. If you be yachdus, you'll be able to survive, as long as it's. If it's the ultimate achdus, then no matter how bad you're going to be, you're going to survive. Right? However, if there's an individual, then the rov sabay kolaklav sevaseva. Okay, so that's one approach. It still, for me, seems to be a tremendous chiddush to say that as a tzibur, we don't have to worry about the teichach. Seems to be a plea. It seems to be a plea that Moshe on any level would dismiss the teichach and say, don't worry, teichach, don't worry about it. It's nishto zekefelch, don't worry. It doesn't seem plausible that Moshe Rabbeinu would do such a thing. So I want to give you another mahalach and tie it a little bit into the words of Rav Eliyashiv Zecher Tzadik Livracha and also to a pshat that I gave last year in Pirkei Avos and Perek. Connects to this as well. In this week's Perek, it talks about the Mamoros, Asor Mamoros, Shenivu Oilo. The world was created with 10 Mamoros. Famous Mishnah. Mishnah says, V'aloi b'mayma echad yochol diboros, Hashem could have made the world with one mayma, why did he do with 10? To give schar to tzaddikim, shemakayim in Asor Oilom, to give schar to the tzaddikim that keep a world going, that the world was created with 10 mamaras, and to punish the Rishayim, that destroy a world that was created with 10 mamaras. That's the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah is astounding. I mean, again, if you read the Mishnah on an elementary level, how do you explain the Mishnah on an elementary level? You say, okay. Kodesh Baruch Hu Asor Mamaras Nivgoyilom. The Eibishter created the world with 10 mamaras. Means the Eibishter had to sweat to make the world. He didn't just say one Bereshis Bara. He said all the 10 Mamoras. So because the Eibishter sweated a little bit, so now you get more punished if you destroy the world. And you get more reward if you keep the world going. So I guess it's a plea nifla. Is that possible to say? What, for the Eibishter was more of a sweat? If he said Bereshis Bara alone, or he said Vayihor, and he said Vayihilayla, he said Yerukia, he didn't say Yerukia. The ganze zacha, the chapela nifla, that how many times the Eibishter use the word makes a difference. That was another problem. Lastly, the mitzvah of this week's parsha of tshuva, the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that it's lav b'shamayim hi. We should make a mistake to think that the Torah is b'shamayim. And the Rishonim say that we're talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. Ki ha-mitzvah hazo yis asher anochi mitzav chayil. Loi b'shamayim hi. V'loi mei v'layami b'fichu b'vav chol hazo yis. I got to ask the boys the first day of the Zman, I said, Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be going to opposite extremes. First he says, La Bashamayimi, makes it sound like this is the hardest mitzvah. It's not, don't think it's in Shemayim. You only say something like that if it's something that's very difficult. You may think it's in Shemayim. So if Moshe would say, you know what? It's La Bashamayim, but it's Taka Me'eva Layam. Then it would make sense. Moshe says, listen, you may think that this is totally impossible. It's difficult, but you'll make it. That's not what he says. He says, Loi Bashamayim, it's not in Shemayim. For Loi Me'eva Layami, it's not the Eva Layam. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, but what? Beficho b'vovcho la'asoyse. It's right by you to do. So why are you telling me La Bashamayim v'loi Me'eva Layam? Sounds like you're talking about a mitzvah that's very far and almost impossible to keep. And then you tell me, you know what? It's not as far as you think. Not only is it not in Shemayim, it's not even Me'eva Layam, and not even Me'eva Layam, it's Beficho b'vovcho la'asoyse. It's mamish. It's right by you to be Mekayim. Beficho b'vovcho la'asoyse. Shot. If it's beficho b'vavchol asoyse, why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to say la'ba shemayimi? Why does Moshe have to say lo yimei v'layami? It's right here. I don't tell you, if you're sitting right next to something, I don't tell you before, you know, the thing that you're looking for, it's not up in California. It's next to you. You know, the whole thing is nechmara fesigur. Rashi brings down another chazal, very, very shver chazal. When Moshe said Lam Bashamayim, he Rashi says that when Moshe said it's not Shemayim, he didn't mean to say Stam, it's not Shemayim, that you don't have to worry about it. Rashi says V'ilu Hoya Bashamayim, Hoyu Lochem Lasei Sulomos, you'd have to make ladders to go up to Shemayim. What does that mean? Is Shemayim? I have to make ladders to go up to Shemayim to get it. I know I can't go to Shemayim. Make a ladder, make a stool, make a ladder. Even your ladder up there for my library is not going to make it. Reach his forum, which is talk about Shemayim, but it's not about Shemayim. But Rashi says you have to make sulomas. You have to make ladders. Epis to go up. There's a clash. What does that mean? There's a taste, famous Tesis in Ksubis. Tesis in Ksubis, Nun Zion, Tesis says, that if somebody makes a tanai with somebody, and I make a transaction with you, and I make a tanai and I say, I'll tanai that you go to Shemayim. So Tosu says the tanai is bottle, because it's impossible to do. It's not, I'm playing games with you. If I make a tanai that you can't be Makayim, so the tanai is bechlal not teifus. It's not a tanai, it's not nothing. So Moshe Rabbeinu telling us that if it would be in Shemayim, we'd sit out there and start making ladders. What's happening? What's going on? It's a pellet. So I think just to tie this together a little bit, we could say a simple idea. When we were learning Sefer Bamidbar, we were bothered at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar on the beginning, the Medrash Rabbah at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. The beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, it's brought down that Klal Yisrael came with the flags, Hashem gave out the flags, all the tribes, every Shevet had its flag. And it says that when the Goyim saw V'digulei Alay Avo, they saw our flags, they saw that we got the Torah. So it says, Niskanu B'emum Yisraelim. The Goyim were jealous of Am Yisrael. And they said, Ma Ro HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Skara V'Meil. Why did Hashem see to it to become close to Klal Yisrael? Ma ro l'skar v'meil. That's the chazal. And Hashem answers them, look, v'yisyaldu ha'mishpachoisim l'veis ha'voisim, look where they come from. So the famous question on the chazal is, what are the goyim talking about? The Eibishter went, ha'yfiyah me'arporan v'osam irveis kodesh. The Eibishter took the Torah, he offered it to everybody. He went to every nation of the world, and he offered them the Torah. Wasn't an exclusive offering. Offered it to the ganze Welt. They turned it down. So what were they upset about? It says, they came now and they said, Ma roa kodesh bochu l'skar v'meilu, what's going on? Because they were the only ones that were masking. They agreed. The Eibishter was miskarav to them because they agreed. And you didn't agree. Paladika Chazal. So here's what I think is Toman, and this is perhaps what's going on here in this week's parasha as well, Atem Nitzavim, which is so appropriate that this is a parasha that we read before Rosh Hashanah. The Goyim, when Hashem came around to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, so the Eibishter made an offer to all the Goyim to take the Torah. And the Goyim negotiated. They said, tell us what's in there. Well, I was just taking it. Each one of the Umasayilim turned down the Torah for a different reason. Hashem unveiled some of the things that it says in the Torah. He said, it's not for us. And they turned it down. He said, it's not for us. So, the question is like this. What was going on in the guy's mind? There's a whole Torah. There's a big Torah. For one thing, they turned down the Torah. Torah says, they help. Listen. Hey, you tell Yishmael, you can't kill somebody. You can't steal. Tell Esav you can't kill. That doesn't work for them. They know they're going to end up messing up. They know with time they're going to end up messing up. Klaus also messed up. We did the Egel Azov. We also messed up. But then all of a sudden, we did Shiva. And somehow we're all here, Baruch Hashem, today. We're all here. Even though we did the Egel Azov. Epis, we made it. We did the Egel Azov. We're still here. We're still here to talk about it. Even though we did the Egel Azov. And come what may, Klal Yisrael have remained, Baruch Hashem. Nobody has succeeded in eradicating Klal Yisrael. When the Goyim saw, after the Chet of the Egel Azov, Klal Yisrael messed up. And then they see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a Mishkan, and gives them the Golem, and it looks like everything is fine. The Gula Elayava. Everything is fine. Relationship is back to normal. They say, one second. What's going on? We didn't know that this is an option. Yeah, you came around with a Torah. You told us there's a Torah, a book of laws. We didn't know that if you mess up, there's a way to return. Then we had a whole different story. If you tell somebody you can mess up and come back, okay, nishkefelach. Nishkefelach. It's manageable. If you know you can do tshuva, this is a mele. Nishkefelach. So that's why the Umas HaElam, when they saw that Klal Yisrael were involved in the Chet of the Egel Azov, and they did tshuva, and then they came back, and they didn't know the whole lumdacy of tshuva, they came back. Unbelievable. He said, that was the godless. On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, listen, tshuva is by Klal Yisrael. Because the word tshuva means to return. Return means you go back to your roots. Klal Yisrael's roots is by the Shechina. So even when we stray, we're straying away from our roots. Our roots are by the Shechina. Our roots come back. The Gaon wrote, the Vilna Gaon wrote, that for some reason we find that no matter how much a person strays away, you can always get him back. So by other religions, once a guy forfeits the religion, there's a very slight chance of ever getting him back. And the Gaon writes, quoting the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, that the Sherish HaYehudi is Im HaShechina. The Sherish of a Jew is with the Shechina. So Hashem told the Goyim, yes, I didn't offer tshuva to you. Tshuva was only an exclusive offering. Tshuva was only the Klal Yisrael. And that explains why the Goyim didn't come right away. They came after the Chet of the Egel Azov. Because that's what they were jealous of. Because that's what was not offered to the Goyim. That option, the tshuva option, was not offered to the Goyim. When Klal Yisrael listened to the Teichach, and they said, Mi yuchalam ubeila. They didn't mean Mi yuchalam ubeila in the Teuchacha. They knew the Teuchacha meant that if you don't keep the Torah, you're finished. They meant, who could keep the Torah perfectly, to perfection? It's not possible that we won't have a situation where we're in chet. It's not shayach. Mi yuchalam ubeila, they didn't mean the Teuchacha. They meant the Torah. Omele and Moshe, How be yichastem l'mokim? Look how many averis you've done already. But you did tshuva. V'lo yosei mochem klir. So atam nitzavim is not dismissing the teichacha. It's magnifying tshuva. Moshe is telling them, you don't know what tshuva is. Tshuva is a key for salvation. Don't give up hope because yavada, it's normal to give up hope that you can't be perfect. But to give up that you can't return, there's no way to give up on that. You can always return. And that's what Moshe was telling them. He wasn't saying the teichacha is not real. Of course the teichacha is real. Every word in the teichacha is real. But kel rachum v'chanu. And the Eibishter is waiting for you to do tshuva. You're still here today. But if there's somebody here that thinks that shalom yieli, that I don't need tshuva, yes, if a Jew messes up, he can always do tshuva, but that's provided that he does tshuva. But if he's under the illusion that he could just do what he wants, because the Eibishter is a kel rachum v'chanun, then he's missing the boat. That's who the teichacha is for. So Moshe wasn't dismissing the teichacha. Now, a person may say, okay, but tshuva alone, so the whole, now it makes sense why it now follows with ki ha-mitzvah hazois. Because the whole parasha's theme is tshuva. Atem nitzavim is tshuva. Because many ask, why does tshuva come into this week's parasha all of a sudden? Vayhi or tshuva. Where does tshuva come into this week's parasha? We have other parashas in the Torah that makes more sense. V'shav Torah Hashem Elokecha, or v'zvadu v'savoynam. Who's talking about tshuva over here? But the way we're learning, that's the whole theme. Atem nitzavim al yidei tshuva. That was Moshe's whole message to us. Tshuva has that ability to keep you here. But a Jew may think, but tshuva is not easy. Tshuva is taka b'shamayim. Because if you think, what is tshuva? Tshuva means you have to recreate yourself. Tshuva is you have to recreate yourself. The Meiri writes that when a person does tshuva, he's a beri chadosha. The Meiri says that in the olden days, when a person would do tshuva, he would change his name. That means the guy would be called Yaakov. He changed his name to Yisrael. He had a new name. It's about tshuva. Doesn't keep his old name here. To show he's a new person. The Meiri says that's the reason why tshuva helps. Because you're a new person. If Hashem made a psak that Yaakov has to die, he didn't make a psak Yisrael has to die. You're new. So this is the only mitzvah where the Eibishter is telling us we have a mitzvah to recreate ourselves. So now it already sounds like we have to be creators. That's why it sounds like it's Bashamayim. That's why Moshe says, ki ha-mitzvah hazois, this mitzvah that I'm telling you, to recreate yourself. It sounds like I'm asking you to do something that's impossible. We always say by creation, the Borei Olam. The Eibishter is a creator. Ki ha-mitzvah hazois, ha-shonechi, mitzav chayoyim, L'chor is a Bashamayim. So Moshe says, La Bashamayim. It's not Bashamayim. The Eibishter gave a siyata d'shamayim to the human that he has ability to spiritually recreate himself. Just like the Eibishter creates our bodies, and that's something we cannot do. The koyach habriyah, the koyach hayitzirah of our spirituality, that was given to us to do. And we have that ability to create ourselves. It's b'fichu b'vavchu. And that's the chiddush. L'chor et b'shamayim. You would think, creation, that's shamayim domain. That's not the Oretz domain. Kamash malon, that it's ba'oretz. That the Eibishter gave it to us. It's all siyata d'shamayim from the Eibishter. And therefore, just like if the Eibishter told you to go to shamayim, so you'd have to make a ladder. How you get to the Eibishter will take you there. That's what Rashi's telling you. You get there, the Eibishter. This koyach hayitzira of your neshama, Hashem gave you that ability to change your neshama, to make yourself into a new person. That's the Eibishter gave us that ability. And that's the b'fichu b'vavchu la'asayse. It's in our koyach. Rav Yashiv brings down in his Divrei Agoda that we find an interesting thing. We know Kibush Eretz Yisrael is one of the most complicated things. It required so many miracles, Kibush Eretz Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua Ben Nun that he's going to take Klal Yisrael in, See, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Chazak v'yematz. Ki ato tovu yasol mazim. Moshe Rabbeinu tells you, Yeshua, strengthen yourself. You will take Klal Yisrael in. Ki ato tovu yasol mazim. El oretz asher nishba Hashem l'avishem. But in Sefer Yoshua, Hashem again tells Yeshua Benun to strengthen himself. But there it's talking about spiritual strength. Listen to the Lashon there. Aval b'nogeh l'shmat ha-Torah nema li-Yoshua rachazak ve'matz me'oid l'shmol la'asoyiz k'chol ha-Torah shetziv chom Moshe Adli. See from here, sh'oretz tzorech rak chazak ve'yamatz ach b'lishmo ha-Torah. That's our job. Hashem put it into our domain. Hashem put it into our domain. That I'm going to leave for Shabbos. It's another whole keta. It's us, meaning everything else. Keep a shower, it's what's b'neis.
But we still said chazak v'amatz.
Chazak v'amatz, but I'm moid. Because then you do a shtickle shtadlus. But here it's all in you, it's all on you. I'm
happy for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We will look forward to
it. It's Hashem, we'll see you tomorrow.
Should we be over wedding?
Thank you. You got the message, right? With the
Yeah, I have a little bit of a hemshakhana, but there's a new shahla.
No, they're there.